Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Mercy Talk. This is Jen Otero.
And this is Melanie Wise. We are so glad that you joined us today. We are continuing on in our series for the month of May, where we are talking about the importance of being a healthy helper. So we are just talking about really how vitally important it is and how easily overlooked it is to be sure that you are taking care of yourself if you are someone who ministers to other people or who really has a lot of people in your life that you're trying to help. Mm-hmm. You can get so focused sometimes on helping others that you forget to take care of yourself. You forget to even kind of assess where you are spiritually and mentally, emotionally. Sometimes it's just easy to get lost in all of that. And so we just don't want to overlook that. And we want to be sure that we are encouraging people in their own lives, if they are helping others and ministering to others, that they really do need to be taking care of themselves and staying healthy themselves. And so last week, we talked about the importance of having a healthy understanding of who God is, what his true nature is, and just how important that is to not only your own health, but also in working with other people and what you're passing on to other people. Right. Today, we are going to kind of jump off of that, because once you have a healthy understanding of who God is, then you can really start to begin working on just making sure that you personally have a healthy mindset and a healthy sense of identity in who you are. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the importance of those things being rooted in the truth of God's word.
That's right.
And what he says. And so that's kind of where we're going today. And it's just, I think the baseline idea here is just to understand that who you are and who your identity is, once you have given your life to Christ and you've surrendered your life to him, your identity is now in him. And it's in who scripture says that you are. And it kind of, 2 Corinthians 5:17, I think, is a great foundation to what we're talking about today. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. And so we truly do take on a new identity when we give our lives to Christ. And so that's kind of where we're heading today.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important, Mel, to understand that as we talk about these things, it's always going to be a process, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. That we have to get really good at understanding that process is just part of it. And the quicker you can understand that I'm going to be all right with the process and to give myself grace and to walk it out as I need to, the better you're going to be positioned to really overcome. You know, just thinking back to last week, how that set the foundation of our understanding and a healthy place of understanding who God is. Once that's in place, then you're greatly positioned to go, okay, now who is it that God says that I am? Because if I can trust God, then I can trust who he says that I am.
Yeah.
So really walking out that process and beginning to go, okay, what are the things that in my life have come along to cause me to believe the opposite of who God says that I am? Do I believe that I'm worthy? Do I believe that I'm loved? Do I believe that there's a great destiny and purpose on my life? And if I don't believe those things, then I need to back it up and begin to understand what the truth of God's word says, what the Lord through the Holy Spirit says to me in my prayer times, and really beginning to understand who he says that I am. Because it all starts in that place in order to be really in a place to be a healthy helper, like we've talked about. You can only, as we said last week, take someone as far as you've gone. And if that's not very far in your own healing process, you have very little to be able to give away. You know, we all hit those seasons of time in our lives where we maybe don't have as much to give. But if you really are coming off of a deficit in your own life, you will hit a wall relatively quickly if you've not worked through your own things, you know, and or are willing to continue to work through your own process and the things that God's calling you to deal with. And so really recognizing that the things that we walk through in life can really begin to color the way that we see ourselves. But as we get in the word and as we walk out a healing process and as we allow the Lord to have a voice in our lives to begin to challenge the way that we see ourselves, we're really positioned to do some cool stuff and to really be a light and a part of the change in people's lives that God's able to bring along through us. It's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
And you won't regret it. I don't know anybody that I've ever counseled or worked with or even in my own life. I'm sure you agree, Mel, that you look back and go, darn it, I wish I wouldn't have healed.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wish I wouldn't have dealt with that
stuff. What a waste
of
time, though.
Darn it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one says that.
Yeah.
Now, do we have regrets because we didn't deal with stuff in our lives or really get to that healthy identity place? You better believe it. But there's never anybody who looks back and goes, darn, I wish I wouldn't have done the hard work to be in a healthier place. Because we often say, who is on the other side of your obedience? And I think for me, that's something that's always helpful. If I'm working through a hard place in my life, if I think through who's going to be impacted, impacted by the hard work I do now, that helps propel me forward. That helps me move forward, knowing that I'm going to carry out different jewels and nuggets and things that I get to give away because of my own healing process. Mm-hmm. That's a really, really cool thing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think it's really good that you brought up just even, well, first of all, the point that it is a process, mm-hmm. but, you know, and it's not always like a linear process.
That's right.
But to some degree, when you're struggling with a sense of who you are or your identity, I think it's worth maybe backing up a step to say, is there something about God and about who he is mm-hmm. that I'm actually not believing? Because yeah. that really might be feeding whatever that lie is about yourself. I'm just thinking about different, you know, one of the lies that sometimes I've struggled with in my life is that I'm not enough.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times that goes back to me thinking that God looks at me from kind of a perfectionistic
yeah.
place, like you're just not enough. And mm-hmm. so he sees me as that. So I see myself as that. And so, but it's actually rooted in a misconception of God's nature and who mm-hmm. he is. And when I can understand like that's not the way God looks at us, but that he is pleased with me, that his pleasure is on me, that it's not rooted in my performance, mm-hmm. like that the, when I can actually start to see him for who he is, then it changes the way I see myself. I don't have to go into this whole like, well, why do I not believe that I'm enough? And like, I got to try to root that out. Well, actually it's rooted out by looking at my conception of God.
Totally.
So sometimes it actually goes back to what we discussed last week.
Good. And when we understand the grace that the Lord is extending to us, he's not extending excuses for our behavior.
Sure.
But he does extend grace in a place of like, hey, as you really work through and understand how I see you and your identity, there is grace to overcome those things. There's grace to move from it. And I think so often there's a lot of believers that are running around that have eternity taken care of. They've accepted Jesus. They will go to eternity and spend wonderful heaven time with Jesus when they die. But the problem is they're living hell on earth. They're living just this kind of mediocre halfway mm-hmm. life. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it all the time. Jesus didn't die just on the cross for us to get to heaven. That's a huge part of it. And that's very important, of course. But he also did that so we can walk out fullness and true identity. And when he looks at me, I want to look at myself the same way that he does.
Yeah.
And so often there's a disconnect and people do not see themselves the same way that Jesus does. Mm-hmm. They do not see themselves the same way Father God does. And until we can move into that place of true identity and understanding who he says that we are, we really are hindered from our own lives, from the fullness that he died to give us, from our ability to help others. Like it really puts a ceiling on things. And that's a very sad thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of believers that are walking around that don't understand wholeness, that haven't really worked through their healing process, that maybe don't even know where to begin. But that's why I just love these podcasts as well. Hopefully we're giving away those nuggets for people to really be encouraged to go, oh my gosh, there's more. Mm-hmm. And I have a responsibility in the more, but there's more for me that I can really walk through. Yeah. I just love that. It gets me excited.
Well, and I mean, I'm just thinking too that, you know, as we've talked about, we've even talked already a lot today just about how this affects you personally. But mm-hmm. I also am just thinking, man, when I've walked through different seasons of my own life where I've really had some struggles about my worth, about mm-hmm. my identity, I don't even know what I was passing on to other people at that point. Whenever mm-hmm. when I'm operating in that place, especially like with the example I brought up earlier, if I'm struggling with the lie that I'm not enough, do you think I'm ever communicating to somebody else that they're enough?
That's good.
I'm not. I may not actually be saying that, but in my words and in the way I speak to them and the way they act or treat them or whatever it might be, I'm probably perpetuating that lie onto them as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just, you don't even know the ramifications that it's also going to have on your ministry to other people.
Right.
So.
And as you move into different seasons of life, when you get married and you have children and there are more people that really, like it or not, are going to deal with the ramifications of your healing or your lack of healing. And so understanding that it's not ever just about us, but as our relationships continue to grow and we have more commitments and there's more people that are in that center circle of our world, they will be impacted.
Yeah.
And I know for me, that's another area that's really challenged me to move forward as I've had my daughter. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want her to deal with the same generational stuff that I had to overcome. And there's nothing cooler than watching your child not have to deal with the stuff mm-hmm. that you had to deal with because you dealt with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a beautiful gift to give away. But I think too, practically, it's so important that we walk away from this time because as always, we can talk about these really cool concepts of understanding your identity in Christ. But how do we get there? Like, how do we practically begin to learn our identity in Christ. And as we always say, it starts with renewing your mind and it starts with getting in the Word. It's so, so important that we understand what the Word of God says about who we are and whose we are. That is not something that just falls out of the sky. It takes some work. You actually have to open your Bible and spend some time in it. But really recognizing, okay, what does the Word of God say? So like for you, Mel, I'm sure you could give an instance of this with the lie you were even just talking about. Can you speak practically to what it looks like to get into the Word and to pull that truth out, and even the cards, the different things that are very practical of how we begin to renew our minds to what our true identity is?
Right. Sure. I mean, this is one I get quite passionate about, as you know.
That's why I thought I'd pass it on.
I get to speak on this specific topic at our Freedom Experience events and stuff like that. So I get very, very excited about it because I know that it has radically changed my own life and my own walking in freedom and wholeness. And, you know, whenever I think that whenever the Lord starts to highlight, and I mean, this is ongoing. This is not something that you just all of a sudden, I have no more issues with struggling with any lies about myself ever. Like, it's just not a point that you reach the side of heaven. But you start to learn, I think, more quickly how to deal with those things. I just know that when I'm regularly immersing myself in the truth of the Word, I can very quickly identify a lie when it pops up. I know that in those seasons where I just haven't been in the Word much or haven't really been connecting with the Lord, I can start letting a lie fester in my mind and I don't even know it's there. Like I really don't even realize it's happening. So that, I think, first of all, speaks to just the importance of just being regularly in the Word and regularly surrounded by truth and immersing yourself in truth. Because then when lies about your identity or about your worth start to pop up, you can just identify them really quickly and easily. But you know, anytime the Lord has highlighted something like that in my life, I know that I'm going to need to start going into scripture and finding the truth of who I really am, finding specific scriptures that speak against that lie that I'm struggling with. And man, I mean, I just encourage people to do whatever in the world they feel like they got to do to get that truth wallpapered to their head. You know, like,
I love it.
You know, for me, it's definitely been the note card thing. And our girls here at Mercy, actually, when they come in, and you can probably speak better to that, the process that they go through of identifying those lies. And they actually write out truth statements.
They write out the truth statements. Now, that comes in two different forms. Sometimes you're not going to find a point-blank scripture that speaks exactly to it. Now, often you will.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a place of going, okay, Lord, in your scripture and from your heart for me, what is the truth that you want me to believe?
Yeah.
And so I've found that it's a partnering of both, that it is scripture, but it's also Holy Spirit of going, Lord, illuminate to me what your truth is. Because we know Holy Spirit's never going to say anything that runs counter to his word. It may not be a word for word scripture, but it is going to be his heartbeat for me and helping me to understand that this is the truth of how I see you.
Yeah.
When I see you, this is your identity to me. And so now you have a truth, whether it's on a card, whether it's on a post-it note. I often have girls write truth on their mirror in the morning. Where are the places that you have the hardest time believing the truth about who you are? And for chicks, sometimes it's when you're getting ready in the morning, you know? For dudes, it may look different, but really going, where do I need to get really strategic about putting this truth? Whether it's scripture, whether it's something the Lord whispered to me, whatever it may be, that I need to get in front of me and to begin renewing my mind. Which means I'm meditating on it, I'm speaking it out loud over myself, but really taking authority over those lies and getting strategic. And like we said, this is work. This takes some real work, but you won't regret it.
It's so worth it. Well, and I'm glad you actually clarified that, because whenever I mentioned finding something that speaks specifically to that lie, like you said, there may be specific lies that don't really, there's nothing like word for word that really speaks against it.
Totally.
But as I'm reading through scripture, if there's something that I'm struggling with, there's just something that's kind of broken in my heart over that. And so there'll be something that pops off the page that I'm like, that resonates with that area so much right now. It may not really speak directly to it, but it just resonates and it speaks to your heart. And so those are the ones that really I think the Lord is highlighting for you. And man, I mean, literally just recently, it was funny that you just said this. I was realizing, you know what? If there's any part of my day when I can start to go just in a negative downward spiral in my mind, it is when I'm getting ready in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's not so much specifically about like how I look or like believing them, oh, I don't, you know, my hair looks awful today. Like it's not that as much as it is just just that's the time of my day when things are pretty quiet. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a lot of distractions. All I'm doing is just getting ready. I can do that pretty mindlessly. My mind can just start to go into bad places. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, you know what? This is a place where I'm going to have to start. I mean, I literally put up this thing on our wall right next to the mirror that I will just, if I start catching myself going to bad places in my mind, like mm-hmm. I will start to read those things sometimes out loud, yeah. you know, but like really, I mean, that's a vulnerable time of the day for me. And so I think sometimes you just need to know, like, when are those times where I'm so prone mm-hmm. to just start going to bad places mentally? And so many times it does go back to who I am and believing yeah. all of that junk.
It's so true.
And so I'm glad that you brought that up because, I mean, I literally just had to do that a couple weeks ago.
And I think of even just probably about a year ago, my 10-year-old came to me and said, Mommy, when I look in the mirror, I'm starting to believe that I'm ugly. Mm-hmm. And she was able to identify mm-hmm. that it was the enemy that was whispering that lie. It's not something she was thinking about.
Yeah.
And so we talked through what are some practical things. So we went and got her some colorful Expo markers and she just drew all over her mirror the truth and funny pictures. And so that when she looked in the mirror, she had something to remind her that when that lie comes, I have a mm-hmm. choice whether or not I'm going to bite on it mm-hmm. or whether or not I'm going to believe what I know is true about who I am.
Yeah.
And so there's just a practicality to it that is work, but there's such a beauty to it. Yeah. You won't, like I've said about 16 times already, you don't regret it, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, and one of the things that I think you just mentioned that is, I always think is really, really important that we point out is just the practice of speaking the word out loud mm-hmm. has been pretty revolutionary for me.
Yep.
I think for many years I was just taught, you know, like you need to know the word and, mm-hmm. and of course you do. Like,
yeah.
But I would read it on the page. I might think it in my head.
Highlight it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, write it down, read it, you know, but like there was something that really started mm-hmm. to shift for me, especially in this area of identity when I started speaking the word out loud. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it was just, there was something that was happening whenever I was hearing my own mouth say truth out loud.
Yep.
Like there was something that was just really connecting with me mm-hmm. and it was sinking that truth in a little bit deeper when I heard it.
So true.
But then there was another element that I think we just can't overlook, just that in the spiritual realm, when the word of God is spoken, it has the final authority at mm-hmm. all times. If the enemy is whispering lies and you speak the truth out loud, mm-hmm. he has nothing that he can do against that and he has to shut up. And yep. so I just think I've experienced the power of that. It seems like so simple and small. I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, I could just thank this scripture or I could actually speak it yes. out loud. And something really is going to be a different level of power when you can speak mm-hmm. it. And so I just think that's another practical piece that can just be easily overlooked. But.
Yeah, and it may feel silly at first.
Oh, yeah.
But I often teach that, you know, when God created, what did he do? Like, he didn't snap his fingers or shake his booty, you know? Like, he I just said booty about God. Yes, I did. Because that's the best way to teach it to a 14-year-old, is that he didn't do some fancy dance for things to come into creation.
Right.
He spoke.
Right.
And if I'm created in the image of God, then you better believe I have creative power and authority in my words. And so it may yep. feel funny at first to begin speaking scripture out loud. It's yeah. going to feel a little foreign. But when you really begin doing it, you're right, Mel, it shifts everything.
Yeah.
It is an authority place. But I also believe that it creates something that mm-hmm. when I say that I'm worthy and loved by God, it's causing something to shift in my heart and mm-hmm. my mind. Mm-hmm. And the more I speak it, the more I begin to believe it. And there is a process of understanding that at first you may speak it and go, I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yep.
But you speak it morning, noon, and night over and over and over again for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Yep. You're going to suddenly start to see, wow, as I'm speaking it, I'm beginning to believe it.
Right.
And something is changing until suddenly it becomes your truth.
Right.
It's a really, really powerful thing.
Yeah. I think that that's a great way for us to probably wrap up today, is just to encourage people that in mm-hmm. specifically in this area of your life, don't give up.
Yeah.
You're going to have days where you're going to wake up and be like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. I thought that lie was long gone. Yeah. I haven't thought that in forever, but all of a sudden it's back, you know, mm-hmm. and it's okay. The enemy is pretty relentless. And just because you have overcome one day doesn't mean he yep. might not try to tempt you the next. So mm-hmm. it's just one of those areas that you just have to keep on keeping on yeah. and keep pressing through and keep doing what you know to do. And over time, because sometimes as I say a lot when I teach this, like a lot of these lies were built up over the course of time mm-hmm. in your life. And so they might have to be torn down over the course of yep. time as well. And
it
so it may not be an overnight thing. Mm-hmm. And so just don't be discouraged and keep pressing on and forward. And it is just so worth it
yeah.
to do that. So.
And recently on our resource page, our Freedom Tools page. Mm-hmm. So if you go to, I think we mentioned this last week mm-hmm. as well. If you go to mercymultiplied.com, you go to resources under our Freedom Tools tab. We have some new resources that work for this as well that are called Baggage Beliefs. And we also have one that are Who I Am in Christ mm-hmm. Statements. Those Who I Am in Christ Statements we give to every single girl that comes into the program. And we encourage them, but also challenge them to use those to renew their mind. To begin anytime they're struggling or having a hard day, to literally sit down with that list that says of who I am in Christ, all of these statements that when I accept Jesus, this is true about me.
Yeah.
Whether I'm experiencing or not, it is true, to begin to speak those out loud. And so those are some additional tools that aren't just getting into your Bible, but really give you some things to begin to identify some lies, to begin to really speak the truth of who you are in Christ. And so yeah. I would just encourage listeners to go on and check those out as well, because awesome. We want to make sure you guys are equipped well to really overcome. And lastly, we just want to encourage you to go online and check out our freedom experiences that are coming up. We have two new dates that are on the books and are on our way this summer, which we're super excited about. The first is June 17th through 18th, which will be in Monroe, Louisiana. And the next one is July 22nd and 23rd, which is in the Sacramento area. And so that is going to be two-day events where we have our great worship. Nancy, our founder and president, will be there. We've got some staff speakers. It's just a really, really powerful time for folks to come and to walk through our keys to freedom that we use in the homes, and to really be equipped to really move forward into a whole new level of freedom in your own life. And yeah. So if it's something you're interested in, go on, check it out. You can register online to come to those. And we just encourage you to look up all those different tools.
Yeah.
So next week, we are going to be discussing the importance of boundaries in being a healthy helper. And so we've talked through our understanding of God and the importance of that. We've talked through our understanding of our identity. So now we're going to begin to shoot out of ourselves and really talking through the practicality of having really healthy boundaries in order to be a healthy helper. So we hope that you will tune in with us next week.